The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
This is Share Funny, 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
So Ace, did you find the TikTok dance you were looking for?
No, I can't find it now.
Is it vulgar? Is that what?
Yeah, and it's just kind of like I didn't want to say what it is, but it's in one part of the dance that I've seen a couple of times. And y'all know me, I'm no prude. But they lean back, the women that doing the dance lean back and run their hands over their faces while the guy singing the song talks about what he would be at that point
putting on to her.
Yeah. And the first time I saw it, I was like, well, damn, come on now. A step too far for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like sexy stuff on TikTok.
You like freaky stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm just saying, you know, I like
different
what's the
sexy
one? What's the one, the red, where the goes to the red backdrop?
Silhouette challenge.
I like the silhouette challenge.
I bet those you
are,
do.
Those are excellent.
You're looking all close, have the phone all up in your face.
Trying to run it through the filter that brightens it. And,
yeah. I don't really like what you're trying to say there, but okay. You know?
She's implying that you're a pervert.
Yeah. Clearly, she is. Thank you, Riggins. I don't want to say that, but...
I was just agreeing with the fact you said you weren't a prude.
No, there's a difference. Really there's a difference between not being a prude and being considered a pervert. I'll find it here in a minute.
Okay. TikTok. Alexis, you talk about how much you like to dance and everything.
Love it.
So we know you do the salsa dance and the merengue and the whatever. What do you call those dances you do?
Bachata.
Say it again.
Bachata.
Bachata.
Merengue, salsa.
Salsa.
Cumbia.
Now, when you go to a restaurant and you ask for more salsa, do you pronounce it salsa or salsa?
Can I get some more salsa? Yeah, salsa.
Salsa?
Salsa.
That's what she calls it, a dance, is the salsa.
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 Salsa. I was trying to say it. I'm like, how do I say it? Salsa.
Amigo.
Hey.
Can I get some more salsa, please?
I want one mild for her, and bring me the one that's just going to give me cancer as soon as I eat it. That's how hot I want it. I want it so hot, it'll give me cancer.
Burn my ass.
Saucy salsa.
I always love those. A lot of Mexican restaurants you go to that they do have spicy salsa. They bring that before the person comes and takes your drink order. So you can't just let it sit there. You got to eat it. You got to start nibbling on it. And then I'll start nibbling on it and be like, shh. Amigo. Dos. Cerveza, por favor.
Oh, my God. No, you don't.
And I'm holding up three fingers. Yes. Dos.
ASAP.
How do you say ASAP in Spanish?
How do you say that?
quickly.
Saddle.
Rápido.
Rápido.
Rápido. Rápido. Rápido.
Yeah, like rapid.
Right.
Rápido. But do you? What I was getting at is, you like to dance. You do all this. Do you? Could you do the choreographed dances well that they do on the TikTok?
No.
No, you can't do those kinds of dances?
It would take me so long to learn them, and that's why I haven't done it. When I was a cheerleader, we had to do choreographed dances all the time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were a cheerleader.
And it would take me longer than everybody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, let me see that one more time.
Oh, that's right, because you were the white girl in the... Right? You know what they called you? The white girl?
Yeah, the white girl.
Cheerleader?
Everybody hated me at that school.
You know who's good at the choreographed dancing?
Who?
Ace.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he TikToks like a 16-year-old.
Like a damn demon.
Hey, man, he can TikTok his ass all over the place.
TikTok demon.
I just need a minute to get loose.
Ticking, talking.
Tick-tick-tocking.
He's a tick-tacking and
tick-tocking like a wristwatch.
Like a damn clock. You're damn right. I mean, he's throwing that ass.
Throwing that ass in a circle.
Like a cyclone.
I got so much drip, I got to keep a beach towel with me at all times to clean up the floor.
Here
you
know
what I'm saying?
Ooh.
What?
So, so that's why you don't participate in the TikTok? Because you can't do the dances?
Just because it would take me too long to learn them, and by then I would have just been like, ugh, I can't. I'm not doing this.
Or is it that you don't want to deal with the criticism of the Gen Z?
I don't care about them kids.
A lot of them, though, honestly, a lot of them are terrible dancers. You know, a lot of their dancing is terrible, and some of the dances look pretty easy. So you could be doing a couple of them, but some of them you don't want to do.
I have rhythm.
Like the nasty dances, you don't
want to
do.
I'm not doing the nasty dances.
You don't want to do that.
No. And I'm also not going to spend hours putting my makeup on just for a TikTok video. Like, I'm not doing that. That's too much work. Just, I can't.
Yeah, the Gen Z said that you would say that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I think you, of the millennials I know, and I know a lot of millennials, that bothers you more than any of the other millennials that I know, the fact that Gen Z makes fun of y'all.
I don't care.
Why does it sound that way? What is it that bothers you so much about Gen Z making fun of you?
Because they're little twerps. They don't even know anything yet.
Okay, but you make fun of us for being older, me specifically.
Yeah, but not
being
Gen
older.
Z, the
yeah.
Gen Z.
But I never make fun about.
I mean, Gen X.
Make fun of you guys about like things that you know. I know that you guys can teach me things. These kids think that we can't teach them anything, that they know everything.
Yeah, they think y'all are just, you know, a bunch of, you know, scared, whiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Lazy. You know,
right.
The problem is, damn, respect for your elders went out in the 80s.
I have respect like, for
after,
my elders.
After our generation, nobody's got damn respect for their elders no more. Nobody sits down with their grandmother, grandfather, and says, hey, tell me about early MTV.
Oh, God.
If that's what it means.
So with respect.
Oh, shit. What was it like to go to the record store, Daddy? Yeah. Granddad?
You know what's going to send it over the top, though? This annoyance that she has with Gen Z.
What?
Is as soon as she finds a guy out, you know, and she thinks he's really hot and all that stuff, and then she tries to flirt with him, and he's a Gen Z, and he's looking at her as an older woman, and she's like too old for him. That's gonna be the thing that really just puts her at home with 10 more cats.
Not
your new brother
even.
And sister.
Oh, no.
Please.
So Gen Z was born between 97 and 2012. So say 97. 2017, so you'd be 20. Oh, a guy who's 24 would technically be a part of Gen Z.
Right.
Would you date a 24-year-old now that you're 30?
Not date him, but hook up with him.
Would you hook up with him?
Probably if he was hot. Yeah.
So then let's say you made that decision that you want to hook up with a hot guy and he's 24 and he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
You really think that a guy's going to turn me down?
I don't know. I'm just saying it could happen.
Please.
It's going to happen one day.
Please.
Yeah. It'll happen one day.
It's going to be a long time
from now. She doesn't even like to deal with the hypothetical. She's getting pissed.
Well, that's like a female thing.
It's a female thing. It's not going to happen for a while.
But you do have an advantage in that because young guys always like hooking up with old women.
Exactly.
Ace, you're just, that was cruel.
wait till some guy calls you a cougar or something.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
What's the Spanish word for cougar? That's so funny. La cugara.
When are you considered a cougar? At what age?
When you start, well, I think any age you start dating much younger guys.
Hmm. What's an older guy? What is the male equivalent of a cougar?
Cool as hell.
Pervert. Oh, yeah. Cool as hell. Pervert. Is there a male?
I don't think. I don't know.
Sugar daddy probably would be like a sugar daddy. But what if he has no sugar?
And he's just
he's a pervert.
I think they just call him Ace. Yeah. He's just an old guy married to a younger girl, and he just doesn't have any sugar.
Did anybody tell her about this email that we got from the 24-year-old?
I didn't.
Don't do it.
What?
It's not funny?
I didn't say that. I said...
Her name's Ashley. She's 24. She says... tell Alexis that disco lights are corny and for old people. Like, it came in the other day when we were talking about your disco lights and stuff.
That was it?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I like them, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
Who guess cares? What? Yeah. I get to have my disco lights in my nice apartment that I live in by myself.
Yeah.
And get to do whatever I want at. In, have a party of one. Get to buy all the snacks I want and eat them all.
Oh.
Do whatever I want. There you go. So if that's corny, right. I'll be the biggest cornball there is.
And, Ashley. Okay. It sounds like you're about to say, and I got all the Werther's Original in my purse. I got Ludens anytime I want them.
I got black jelly beans coming out my ass. Yeah.
Oh. I did see a funny thing the other day. A girl who was in her mid-20s had posted on Twitter, what is going to be your candy of choice when you become a grandma? And it was all these younger women posting about all the sweet tarts, you know, now and later, all the different candies they were going to make sure they had when they became older.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. When I have my disco lights on and I'm just vibing, it's probably one of the happiest times that I have. Like, and I'm just chilling.
And this Gen Z girl trying to ruin it, calling you corny.
Yeah, whatever.
He may ever called you corny. That's a tough one.
That's right.
That's what happened. That's what people call you when you like a dad joke. You know, when you get hit with that, like first time my kids, because my kids still think I'm funny because I'm not a typical. You know about this age. You're not a typical dad that works the 9-to-5 and doesn't keep up with, you know, the trends and things like that. Love those dads. They're the, you know, they're the backbone of America. But like the male teachers and stuff, my kids have always come home and said, "Listen, my teacher's trying to be funny, and so they know the difference." But the first time I said something and they looked at each other and rolled their eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like, oh. Like they just shook their heads. Like, oh, no, Dad.
What'd you do?
That's corny. When the first time somebody calls you corny, it's hard. But they weren't calling you. This girl wasn't calling you corny. Oh. She said your disco lights are
even
corny.
Even if she was calling me corny, if it makes me happy, that's all that matters.
Oh.
That's the mature, appropriate response.
But it is. Exactly. Like. It's fine if it's corny. I like it. It's cool for me. Yeah. So what?
Yeah, I was looking like it probably is corny to you because your experiences are different than mine. So.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, your experience, your dentures.
Your hurricane. It's all relative.
A hot water bottle you keep in the bathroom.
Listen here, Linda.
Heating pad. Yeah.
First of all, I'm a weirdo, and I already know that. So a lot of the things that I like, people are going to be like, what the heck? I'm used to that.
Yeah, that girl probably ate a Tide Pod before she wrote that email. Don't worry about it.
We need to start keeping a list of all, like, just encourage the Gen Z crowd to. Well, they drag you into it too, Riggins.
That's fine. Yeah. I get it, because I've always said, listen to the kids. Like, they'll tell you everything you need to know. But it's every generation has to deal with it. It's part of the deal. And I've wanted to be old since I was 7. Like, I've not. I was never scared of aging. Let me be part of it.
Yeah, that's what Rush Limbaugh always said. He always wanted to be older than what he was. Like, he would look at his parents and say, they're free.
Right.
They don't have to go to school. They don't have to go to bed at a certain time. I want to do what they're doing.
My experience was having two older brothers. Like, everything I did revolved around wanting to be with them and wanting to be like them. So I was always like, God, if I were just 2 years older, they'd put me in the band. Or if I were 3 years older, I could go to my brother's apartment. So my whole life was wanting to be just a little bit older in the hopes that they would include me in their stuff, which they never did, by the way. Shitheads.
Alexa even when still, you got older, still not included.
Alexa still has a look in her eyes like that's bothering her. I'm sorry. We shouldn't even have read that
I'm
to
not
you.
Even worried about it.
Well, here's one thing, though. that you should probably know is that we made that up. Nobody said that.
I've already accepted. I've accepted it.
If I like it, then who cares?
Kelly here says,
"Fake it even."
Kelly has an interesting question. She goes, "Alexis is always talking about her snacks. We really need more information about what kind of yummy snacks she has."
Man, I always have the best snacks.
Okay, well, here's what we need to do. Let's take a break and tease them.
Oh.
Have we taken a break yet?
No.
Okay. And give her time to really think about it.
Okay.
Because we need to have her stipulate between the ones that are legal snacks and ones that aren't.
Yeah. She, girl raises a good point, though. She always says, like, just now, I have the most yummy snacks. Well, like what?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Okay. We left our saga with Alexis about to reveal how delicioso her snacks are. Because you do, you always make a big deal out of, like, that's a way you glorify your success is by talking about how many snacks you got.
Well, because growing up, my mom wouldn't buy us snacks, and if she did, my brother would eat them right away, so I never had them growing up. And I would tell myself, when I grow up, I'm going to just get all the snacks I want, and no one's going to be able to tell me anything.
And you've done that.
And I've done that.
So what all snacks do you have? Like, what do you have in your house right now, and what kind of staple snacks do you always have?
So I always have to have popsicles at all times.
Okay,
so
for practice?
Stop.
I'm kidding. Okay, so...
Always have to have popsicles. And then right now, in addition to the popsicles, I have the sundae cones with the peanut and the chocolate bottom. Yeah.
I have a Nutter Butter thing, Nutty Buddy thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate bottoms. .com.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, please. Uh-huh.
I have Jenny's ice cream, a pint of that. It's their peach pie ice cream, I think, something like that. Then I have Oreo Thins, because I love the Oreo Thins.
Mm-hmm. You dunk them?
No, I don't dunk
them. No, you don't have milk.
No, I don't like milk. Yeah. I only have milk if I'm going to make, like, a cream sauce or something. I'd buy just the one serving of milk. I have Cheez-Its, Pepper Jack flavor.
Oh, those are good.
Good call.
Those are really good. I had those this weekend.
I have Star Crunch right now. Uh-huh. Star Crunch. Package of those.
Is that those little Debbie?
Yeah.
Things? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
I got Rice Krispie treats. I got a bag of mini chocolates that has Twix, Snickers, and one other one. I can't think of what it is. I have
Mr. Good Bar.
No, it's not Mr. Good
Bar. I love Mr. Good
Bar. Yeah, those are good. I got poppy seed mini muffins that are delicious.
That's all I'm hearing right now. Like, pothead paradise.
You need all of the flavors.
I can tell.
Right. Salty, savory, sweet.
Would you have all of that stuff if you weren't a marijuana fiend?
Maybe not. Not so much the sweet stuff, but salty. I always like salty snacks, mm-hmm. like chips, and I have Cape Cod kettle cooked chips right now, and Doritos because both types of Doritos.
Just out of curiosity, because I don't know anything about it. When you're high, do you prefer sweet over salty, or does it matter?
I want them at the same time. So okay. I want to eat a bite of sweet and a bite of salty.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Are all marijuana enthusiasts that way? Because, Riggins, you say you don't get that way.
No. When I was in college, I didn't have any money for snacks, but that's the way to do it, is to have the salty, savory meal and then top it off with like a good dessert, just like a normal person, mm-hmm. but it's just 10 times better when you have both.
Sometimes I make my own snack packs. Like, I'll get Smart Food popcorn, the nacho Doritos, and the hot fries, mix them all in one bag, shake it up.
Oh, shit.
Then there we go.
Oh, okay, so where do we leave off? What you? Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yeah, the poppy seed muffins. Yeah. Then I have a slice of cake that I bought just by itself. I haven't eaten it yet. It's confetti cake. What else do I have? I have fruit snacks.
Yeah.
I think that's about it right now.
Do you ever cook when you're high?
Oh, yeah. I love cooking.
But I mean, do you snack while you cook?
Yes. It's my appetizer.
So you got those pepper jack cheeses going. You're killing half a box of those while you're cooking yourself a dish mm-hmm. to eat. Okay.
Oh, and I got a mini Pringles thing because I do love Pringles every once in a while.
Oh, I love Pringles.
Damn. Yeah. You got a lot of snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you keep real food like sandwich meat and stuff like that?
Yeah. In my fridge, I have like Brussels sprouts, peppers, cucumbers. Mushrooms right now.
But yeah, you always seem to either be eating snacks. When you talk about it, you're either eating snacks or some really in-depth meal that you've cooked, like something fancy.
Yeah.
So you never have just I'm going to go in and throw microwave pizza in or make a turkey sandwich or something like that or grilled cheese.
Yeah, I have food that's like super fast if I'm lazy and I don't want to have to cook anything or order anything, because that's the problem. Before, I would either have options, just I had to cook a whole meal, or I would order something because I didn't want, you know, to put the effort to make something. But I deleted the Postmates app off of my phone, so now I have deli meat and stuff like that just so I can make something real quick. Mac and cheese.
Okay, when you cook, do you have to have a stool?
Sometimes. Okay. If I have to reach certain things, yes.
It's a good pan, like a good cupboard kind of thing. You got a good setup.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I love, I always tell people that I don't eat to survive, I survive to eat.
Yeah. Oh, that's a t-shirt.
I don't eat to survive, I survive to eat.
I survive to eat.
Let's get the merch suppliers on the phone.
Yeah.
That one, and then... What was the T-shirt we had yesterday that I said?
Oh, she always likes it.
The doll always likes it.
The doll always likes it.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so who sent that DM, Ace, that wanted to know all of that? I hope she was taking notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and ramen. Always keep ramen noodles in your house, always.
Is that a snack?
It could be a snack or a meal, depending on how you feel. Hey.
And you always cook it?
Yeah. But I put onions and garlic in it.
Oh, you jazz it up?
I can't ever just have it plain.
You don't just mix the flavor packet with it?
I always put more
flavor. I haven't had that in so long.
Oh, let me tell you.
I would love it.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And just like a salt bomb. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just, that's why it's so good.
But the chicken flavor?
Chicken flavor, the beef flavor, shrimp.
Yeah, when I first started having those in college, it was one of those things like, God, these are cheap. I bet they're terrible.
Oh, they're pretty so bad. It was one
of the worst thing ever. Yeah, then they got home with like, wow, this is better than I thought it was going to be.
Straight MSG.
Like, these are great. And because I was in college, I didn't care. It's got a lot of sodium. Yeah, it also costs 21 cents.
Exactly.
I'm fine. I couldn't care less right now.
That was the radio station you worked for, KMSG.
KMSG.
In the damn.
Yeah, I did.
The roasted chicken one is so good, better than just regular chicken. But yeah.
But yeah, I bet if you got ramen noodles and cooked them up and then mixed in some... like you got one of those rotisserie chickens from the grocery store and shredded that up, chopped up the chicken. You can put that in there. It'd be good.
You put it like a soft boiled egg.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to do that when we were little. I hate it because I don't like egg drop soup. And she would do that. She's like, it's not egg drop soup. And also, I don't want to eat that.
No wonder your mama sent you away.
You were a little beer.
For real. Like, this is what we're having. It's not a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a horrible kid.
It's like those TikToks where the woman yells, "What's, you know, do you want something to eat?" Like, what are we having? She's like, I'd say yes or no. That's what it was with my mom at the house. What are we, you know, what are we having? Whatever I'm fixing.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions are, if I want you to pick, I'll ask you what you would prefer.
When my mom would make beans for dinner, like bean soup, and that was the dinner, I didn't have anything to eat. She'd be like, you can go in the fridge and find something. I'm not making you anything else. Okay.
You're like, bean soup.
Bean soup. Ugh.
You know, you're like cold weenies and stuff. Just trying to survive.
Trying to survive.
Cold weenies.
For some reason, my dad actually loved Vienna sausages. Anyway, we had those at home because he just loved to go. It wasn't something that he had to resort to.
I've never seen anybody eat them before.
He would seek them out.
I've only
he'd
seen
take
people
them and get saltines. And he would put the Vienna sausage on the saltine and eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like a hot dog?
No.
I feel like I've had Vienna sausage.
It's really soft.
I've only seen them at work. Like when I did mobile home repair and construction, one of the guys at work would have them regularly because it was easy to throw in his thing and it was a meal.
I can see that.
Same thing. You know, he'd put some crackers and stuff in there and he would also just eat a tomato like an apple. So he had a little thing of salt.
Yeah, I mean,
and he had some Vienna sausage, and he just opened them up. And he had a little plastic fork, and he'd eat the Vienna sausage, have some crackers, tomato, salted up real good.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the tomato. I can see the.
But you need to try Vienna sausage.
I know. It's
you would hate the
like,
texture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's spam.
Mushy.
I'm sure spam is probably pretty good.
And I like Vienna sausage better than spam.
Oh, really?
And they make the barbecue Vienna sausages. Yeah. And the barbecue,
I've never had them.
The barbecue sauce gets all coagulated.
Oh, yeah. God. It just looks so gross.
I know when you pop that little top off and peel it back, that liquid that it's in is like, that looks gross.
Yeah, it jellyfies.
Yeah.
Meat jelly.
Like when you have a ham and you go to get it the next day.
Oh, yeah. And it's got gelatin.
But when you heat it up, those juices are delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Look up potted meat, Riggins. That's another. And I would never even eat that.
It doesn't interest me.
They used to eat it on camping trips and stuff. You just pop the lid off of the can and just eat
it's the
right
same company that does the
Hormel.
Armor.
Potted meat.
Armor. Yeah.
Oh, well, it looks like pate.
Mm-hmm. It may be good. I just never tried it as a kid. My parents used to love it.
I had a Sloppy Joe the other day for the first time ever in my life.
Really?
And it was delicious.
Sloppy Joes are amazing.
God,
where'd you get it?
One of my friends, she has a 11-year-old, and he wanted that, and so she made it. And I was like, I want one of those. It's his favorite meal.
You put cheese on it?
No, I didn't have cheese. I didn't even think about
doing mayonnaise. That.
I think she might have put mayonnaise on it,
but
it was so good.
White friend?
No, she's Mexican.
Oh.
But she doesn't know Spanish. Can't speak a lick of Spanish.
Because I thought the mayonnaise would mean she's white. We love mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise. And any mayonnaise-based sauces.
What?
I don't know. I just like the kid. He's like, my favorite food is Sloppy Joe. I like Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe's Adam forever. Yeah, that's a staple of my childhood. I love Sloppy Joe's.
I wouldn't even know the first step to making them, but we had them all the time.
Brown ground beef.
What's the sauce?
Drain it. It's tomato sauce, or you can put some tomato sauce and then a can of petite diced tomatoes, and then just salt and pepper. Season it up.
Yeah, I haven't had a sloppy joe in 20 years, probably. Yeah.
Tony Sacheries on it.
That was so good.
Grab you next time you're at the grocery store. Grab you some manwich.
That's the sloppy joe in a can.
That's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah, it's tough like to it.
Manwich has always had green peppers and onions and stuff in it.
I liked about having a little extra spice to it.
Yeah, put the if you do it yourself, you just have to, you know, simmer it until it thickens.
Right.
On the stove and use some onion powder or something in there.
Mm.
If you don't want the
That's like the ultimate bachelor thing to have in like the pantry is a can of like manwich or something.
Manwich.
Sloppy Joe's
manwich
can.
Chunky soup. That's how
I love that stuff. I eat it all the time.
I don't like the soups from a can. I just can't. And the flavors look so good. I've tried different ones and I just I can't.
I love them all.
Don't like
that
them.
Time, sometimes you just open up a can of black eyed peas for dinner.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's not.
That's not
fun. Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/loving.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right, if we may, revisit this story that we had on the regular old show today, because we really didn't get to elaborate completely on it, where the mom in Sacramento named Crystal Jackson,
Jackson,
has an OnlyFans account under Mrs. Poindexter, and she gets naked in there and the whole thing, you know, makes $150,000 a month.
That's crazy.
$150,000 a month.
Yeah. I mean, she's not that attractive. And she's not really just, they said she's not graphic with things and all that.
I don't know.
No.
It's niche.
It's $150,000 a month.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So the parents of the other students at the Catholic school found out about it, and then they got her kids kicked out of their school because they didn't want their kids associating with kids whose mom is an amateur solo porn artist. Isn't that what you would call her?
I guess so.
An amateur solo porn person?
Yeah, her husband doesn't participate in any way, right?
No.
It looks like he's taking the pictures.
Really?
Okay.
Well, a lot of them, she's running around the house, you know, like a typical, you know, suburban mom. She's in sweats and a t-shirt with, you know, it looks like she's got traffic cones sticking out underneath there.
Yeah.
No, you know, with no bra and all. But then she does also do things on her OnlyFans that are, you know, naked. So it's not like she's, you know, just discreetly covered or any of that kind of stuff. She's naked. So they kicked her kids out of the school.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, during all of these meetings the parents had about getting rid of her kids, kicking them out of the school, I want to know how many dads were on her side, mm-hmm. or actually were brave enough to speak up on her side.
That's the thing. Probably a lot of them were on her side. They would be damned if they said anything.
Because if your wife were one of the main ones that, you know, protesting her, and the husband said, now, wait a minute. You don't know that. You don't know that she's a this or that or the other.
Not a chance.
What?
I wonder if any of the dads said anything like, hey, don't pursue that. They're going to make those kids leave the school. Don't take it out on those kids.
Yeah, the kids can't help it.
And they could be genuinely saying, meaning that.
Yeah.
And it's a misstep on their part.
Oh, she got some red bottoms on.
She's making $150,000 a month.
So good for her. Okay, with the red bottoms.
Okay, I know TJ's answer. Riggins?
Yeah.
Your wife says, hey, I never have to be nude. I just have to post like the pictures that we're seeing of her, like in her bikini and panties and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sexy poses. But would you, if your wife said, I could make $50,000 a month doing this in addition to our regular work, would you be okay with that?
No.
She needs to clean up her house.
A lot of money.
Her house looks messy.
So I keep thinking like, oh, that's a lot of money. Sheesh.
I don't even, no.
She's not that hot.
No.
She's attractive. Don't get me wrong. She's an attractive lady.
But, I mean, if you're a guy and you've subscribed to her OnlyFans, I mean, that's a credit card. That's, you know, what do you call it? It's part of a database and all of that. And I know there are a bunch out there, but I just can't imagine. Well, if I think of my wife, I'm thinking if I even asked, hey, do you mind if I subscribe to this woman's OnlyFans account? There are some women who are like, I don't give a damn. It's just like looking at porn. Who cares? Whatever. My wife would not be, you know, so understanding and generous.
Right. Not a chance.
Now, nor would I think she should be.
Yeah, no reason for you to spend money, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, I'm single, and I was even hesitant to put in a credit card when I wanted to buy this porn subscription one time. But what they did offer was, instead of putting down a credit card, you could sign over a gift card. Like, if you had a $50 Amazon gift card, you can give them the PIN. And I did that one time because I wanted to see something very specific. And I could not find it anywhere else on the internet. And I said, I'm going to have to do it. So it was like $15. I think it was a Best Buy credit card. So I went online, bought the digital gift card from Best Buy, and then transferred the fund or put the serial number in it.
So that way it never shows up on your credit card.
And even though I'm single, I don't care who sent, but it just seemed very seedy, like shady to me. So I was like,
yeah, you didn't just want that information on your credit card.
If I lose $15, I lose $15. But it worked like a charm. I can download every video I wanted to save forever. I was like, that was well worth it because I spent weeks looking for this one video.
I need to know what this video is.
But
you don't.
That you go through all that trouble.
It was just very specific. It was the only place I could get it.
Did you know the title of the video you were looking for?
I knew who was in it.
Yeah.
And
was it a celebrity or no?
No.
But I'm wondering though if, say, a single dad was in part of these meetings and all that, maybe he would speak up and say, "We don't need to kick these kids out. You know, she's not hurting anybody or whatever." Maybe. Especially if his ex-wife is there at the meeting as well, and he's trying to just.
I could see that.
Right.
If the ex-wife is there, he shows up, let her stay.
Yeah. But even if I would think, okay, yeah, maybe it is best that, you know, if it's going to cause this much of an uproar, everything, that she move on. I wouldn't stand up and proclaim it to everybody and go, she's got to go. I think the only people that would do that, only guys, husbands that would do that, are the ones just trying to suck up to the women.
I would agree.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. And if they voted, I might be the one to go, hey, come on, we're going to take this out on these kids.
Be like, stop being such player haters. Leave her alone.
In school.
I wouldn't phrase it quite that way.
Ace would be the one to stand up and go, hey, I mean, she's an entrepreneur. I mean, you think about it. She's bringing in $150,000 a month doing this, and it's only $8.95 per subscription. Then everybody go, how do you know how much it is a month?
How do you know?
We never even mentioned that.
And that's the thing. You can't, once you defend her, you're going to defend yourself at that point.
Right.
No matter what the reasons are, even if your reasons are strictly kid-based.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's think about these kids, 8, 10, and 12. They're going to be ashamed. You know, this is going to be a big thing. It's going to be difficult for them. Why are you defending her? You probably signed that.
And then
people attack you instantly. Like, hey, man, I'm just trying to do something nice for these kids.
And then the ride home for everybody else would be like, can you believe that Ace is taken up for that whore? Like, he likes that.
He likes
he
that
must
whore,
like but, that yeah. kind of filth. Yeah. And then the husband going, he probably does. Well, you know, he's weird. There's no way.
Terrible.
Then the husband could go, oh, come on, give him a break. That doesn't mean anything.
No.
Oh, I guess you agree with him, don't you?
Mm.
Whore lover.
Exactly.
Riggins, if they couldn't see your face, would you post pictures of yourself for an extra $10,000 a month? Would
Absolutely.
You start your OnlyFans?
Absolutely. I just don't want my wife doing it. Yeah, I don't care.
And having gone to a Catholic school like this one, would you see the parents of the Catholic school you went to doing the same thing, like wanting her kids kicked out of the school?
That's a good question. Yes, because the Catholic community that I grew up in, not a lot of Catholics around, right?
Yeah.
It's in the South. There's one Catholic church. So everybody there is kind of in it. But I guarantee you what happened is the school doesn't care. They're about making the money to keep the church going and all those things. So all the people that are complaining, the wives of the men that are probably making the most money, they're saying, well, it's mob, you know. They're coming to us saying, we don't like this woman. Well, who are they, whose side are they going to take? This one person or the 50 parents who all contribute to the church? They're tithing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every month. This is a financial, you know, move completely. So? Absolutely. They don't care.
Now, what about the private Catholic school you went to in Compton, Alexis? Would they have done the same thing?
Get out.
Our Lady of Pistolas.
Our Lady of Pistolas. Riggins, question. How would your parents have reacted if this were your school?
They were not ones to make a fuss about anything. Yeah. They, you know, they probably would have shielded us from it until we found out, you know, eighth grade. Like, right. Oh,
your But I mean, would your parents, if there was a vote, would your parents have, do you think your parents would have voted to oust her from the school and throw the kids out?
Not a chance.
Yeah. Well, even with your mom working for the bishop and all.
You should hear the calls she used to get when she was working with the bishop, people complaining about stuff. Like they were teaching yoga in one of the schools, and a parent called in and was just livid saying that yoga was not satanic, but along those lines, like doing yoga. And the kids were doing yoga as part of PE, you know, one day they were trying stretching. And this, I mean, so people complain all the time about crazy stuff.
Man.
Luckily, though, she could just say, okay, let me get your name and information, and I will pass everything along to the bishop.
Yeah, the lady wanted to talk to the bishop about kids doing yoga. So it's those kind of wacky things.
How much is 150 times 12? So how much is she making a year?
$1.8 million a year.
Okay. Yeah. Kids don't even need to go to school.
Yeah, screw it.
Yeah, their parents are making $2 million a year.
Imagine what's happening now, too, because now she's gotten publicity. Mm-hmm. More people are going to search out her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She's about to ball out.
Yeah.
That's weird that you say that about the yoga, because growing up
she might need us back.
As a Jehovah's Witness. Oh, my God.
Did you say spanking?
Yeah. That's what I said.
The caption on her picture up here that Riggins pulled up says, I might need a spanking. I should not have read that out loud.
Yeah, but you're not a perv.
You know what to do.
All right, go ahead. I was just messing with you.
No, but I was saying they used to think when yoga first came out and it was kind of hot and everybody was getting into it, they would say that you couldn't do yoga, or they would advise you that you shouldn't do it.
Okay, but I can see that in a Jehovah's Witness community or Jehovah's Witness church, because that's a way more strict. I mean, you can't have a birthday party or anything like that. So
it's stretching.
I know. I get it. But I can understand that more there than I can the Catholic church, or people, not the Catholic church, people in a Catholic church saying it's, you know, yoga's devilish or something.
Well, you say because it would be harder to do if you're Jehovah's Witness, because the halls aren't wide. Trying to do yoga in a hall.
No, not what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying at all.
Okay. In a camp. Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
Mm-hmm, the Kingdom Hall.
Yeah, the Jehovah's Witness Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, they shouldn't have been naked doing it.
Yeah. We're doing yoga.
Yeah.
Why are you naked?
Cher Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I don't know if y'all heard this or not. This probably stories a few days old. I don't know. But a guy in North Carolina, it must have been over the weekend, I guess, won $500,000 in the Powerball using the numbers he got from a fortune cookie.
Damn.
That happens?
What?
Shit. They always say your lucky numbers. Those are lucky numbers.
I know. And Confucius is the one telling them, so... Obviously, you would think, hey, Confucius knows what he's talking about.
Confucius knows.
That sucks.
Hey, man.
For who?
For me.
Oh, well.
That limits my opportunities now to win.
Yeah.
Just try your fortune cookie numbers next time.
How much did he win?
$500,000.
$500,000?
Yeah. That
would cure all my worries right now.
A milli.
$500,000 would just fix everything.
Ernesto Sorzano is his name.
Good for Ernesto.
Oh my God, you know where the ticket was bought?
Where?
7-Eleven in Huntersville, North Carolina.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Stop. For real?
Damn.
He's just going to jump off the building.
That's right. Because that's close to where we live.
Every day I used to stop at that store, and almost every, not every day, but almost every day, yeah.
And I think he was just traveling through because he's from Florida.
Oh, that's a kick in the nuts. In the... yeah. Damn.
I could have bought that ticket.
You could have bought that ticket.
Oh, it said, but he is planning, preparing to relocate to Huntersville, North Carolina. Yeah, he's like, oh, this lake is pretty. I'm about to buy me a house. You're
relocating a nice big house now.
The land of milk and honey.
Yeah.
Man, I could have bought that ticket.
Ernesto Sorzano. Would you say Ernesto or Ernesto?
How you said it, Ernesto.
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 That ruined my day.
Ernest.
I got no chance to win tonight now on the Powerball.
No, because they don't have winnings that close together, you know, geographically.
Exactly.
Maybe you're
got all the good numbers.
Doesn't happen.
You're wanting it too much.
Oh,
maybe
you
that's
ever thought
what's
of
happened.
That, Ace?
Hmm? Yeah, maybe the universe is like, hey, like, just maybe chill a little bit and I'll make it happen.
I haven't even played it recently. I took a break from it.
But you're wanting it. You think about it all the time.
You want it too
much. I think about money every hour of every day.
Yeah, that's a lot. Mm.
Amanda gets annoyed because we were walking the dog the other day and she goes, what are you thinking about? Which is a question I hate to begin with.
Yeah.
And my answer was money. And then about 2 hours later, because I was, and about 2 hours later we were doing something and I was just sitting there at the table looking off. She goes, what are you thinking about? She goes, let me guess. So I'm thinking about money.
Oh my God.
I think about money constantly.
That's exhausting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Now, I mean, it is a kick in the gut to know that the good lottery numbers in your area have already been taken.
I know. 90 million tonight? I'll take a shot at it. I might buy 3 tickets instead of 5.
Well, if you stop buying those vintage MTV hoodies, maybe you have some more money.
This is the only thing I bought myself recently.
Don't get me wrong. It's
and I love
effing
it.
Sweet.
It is effing sweet.
But
I did think it was pretty dope. I'm not even going to lie.
And she didn't even know what it was.
I know. I was like, what is that hoodie? I like it.
Dope AF.
Yeah.
So I treated myself to a hoodie the other day.
Treat yourself.
No, stop treating yourself.
Oh, yeah. Maybe stop treating yourself.
I don't buy myself many things. This is all I buy. This and lottery tickets.
How are you out of money then?
Huh?
How are you out of money?
A wedding party.
Okay.
You know, just dropped $1,500 to get my truck fixed yesterday. Then I started doing the math. Damn, I should just go ahead and get something new because $1,500, that's like 3 or 4 months worth of car notes I could have paid.
You haven't paid it off?
No, it's been paid off.
Oh.
Since 2017. Which is why I keep putting off buying anything because I've gotten spoiled by the fact that I don't have haven't had a car note in that long.
It's the like, best feeling ever.
Like, this is the best.
I'm gonna get that hoodie.
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna buy it right now. I'm gonna buy it, and that way because everything else I save, it's all just sitting there stacked up, you know, in my phone, ready to buy, and I never go back and buy anything. I'm like,
Is that new, or do you think it's left over from the days of Headbangers Ball?
It's new.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when Headbangers Ball was big, the hoodies weren't in style.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much? It was like new. $40?
Yeah, $41.
Yeah.
41?
So see, 41.
It's an expensive hoodie.
Yeah.
I love
it. That's how I roll, Riggins.
But.
Expensive taste, baby.
Oh. But you don't get designer shit like that free.
Shit, Ricky Rackman. Oh, my God.
They see me
I don't want to hear about you not having money.
Yeah. Because I spent $41?
Yep. My hoodies are like $15.
I am thousands of dollars in debt. $41 is not going to make a difference.
$41 on a hoodie like it's nothing. Yeah. Eating chunky soup all the time.
Black-eyed pecans.
Beef sirloin or whatever the fancy chunky soup is called.
Yeah. I'm getting the high-dollar chunky soup.
You need to chill out.
Tequila shots. Those add up.
Yeah, that's my wife. Okay. That's
hey,
a deal.
Don't put it on her. Take them.
Put it on her.
Tequila Tuesday.
Well, you can $90 million is what the Powerball's up to.
Cash. The cash out is what, $64
million? Yeah, 67.
Yeah, that's tonight.
Boom.
Right?
That's tonight.
$64 million, the
that
Mega Millions.
Is tonight. I would be here tomorrow looking happy.
Mega Millions is at $30
million. I'd be quietly happy. I wouldn't even tell y'all I won.
You would definitely tell us that you won.
No, I wouldn't. I would not. I would just show up for work and I would go home.
You'd be so hyped, we would know that something's
and
up.
I would call my financial person and be like, I need to see you right now.
Hey, Dave,
I'm like, busy. No, you're like, not. Get your ass over here.
Look, I got to finish putting this transmission in for a lady. I'll be over there as soon as I get finished, but I can't be over there until she's waiting on it. Yeah. She's waiting on it.
Like, okay, I'll wait. I'll wait for you.
Day, I got a big one. This is the big one.
I might call my friend who's a cop, too, and just, hey, come, just come hang out over here for a minute in case somebody finds out and tries to steal my ticket.
Your wife?
She'd be back in Jamaica.
Yeah. Got, like, braids.
Yeah, you couldn't even go to the bank now and get a safety deposit box, could you? Because you can't just walk into the bank. You got to call and make an appointment. Yeah. We can see you in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Never had to get a safety deposit box.
You don't want to tell them, like, hey, I've never have had one either.
Okay, I was like, I just, ooh,
no,
you
I've never had one.
Important.
Yeah, no, not really. I've never had one. I've just seen them in movies.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool to say I have a safety deposit box. Yeah. I think that's a flex.
Yeah. I don't have it.
You know, they're not expensive. Yeah. I think you could go get one. You just don't have to put anything in it.
Well, yeah, but then it's a fake flex. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, there's nothing that I could put in a safety deposit box that I couldn't put in a little safe I bought from Staples in my office.
Calm down, Ocean's 11 over there.
Yeah. All I've got is some paperwork from power of attorney and stuff and my will.
Yeah.
Oh, and my divorce. That's important.
And you could definitely put that sweet hoodie in it. That's going to be worth something someday.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. Neogenix.